Sean O'Malley was installed today as the new Archbishop of Boston. The 59-year-old Franciscan friar takes over one of the nation's largest Roman Catholic archdioceses and one that has been at the center of the clergy sex abuse scandal. NPR's Anthony Brooks reports.
2,500 people filled the Cathedral of the Holy Cross in Boston's South End earlier today, where the spicy scent of incense flavored the warm summer air. Beneath his formal vestments, the new Archbishop, Sean O'Malley, wore the humble brown robes and sandals of his Franciscan order. He put the crisis enveloping the church at the heart of a passionate homily.
The whole Catholic community is ashamed and anguished because of the pain and the damage inflicted on so many young people, and because of our inability or unwillingness to deal with the crime of sexual abuse of minors. To those victims and to their families, we beg forgiveness.
O'Malley faces enormous challenges. He succeeds Archbishop Cardinal Bernard Law, who resigned last year amidst charges of complicity in the mounting scandal. Just last week, the Massachusetts Attorney General released a devastating report about decades of abuse allegations against hundreds of priests from the Boston Archdiocese. Today, O'Malley promised strong measures to protect children.
It must never be business as usual, but rather a firm commitment on the part of every diocese, parish, and school to do all we can to avoid the mistakes of the past and create safeguards for the future.
O'Malley must settle some 500 abuse lawsuits and somehow heal a fractured Catholic community. There was evidence of that outside the cathedral, where abuse victims and protesters like Laura Breaux remained skeptical.
We would love to give him a chance right now, but he really has to hit the ground running, because we have waited a very long time for justice, as have people all over the country, and I want to do something about it.
Archbishop O'Malley quieted clergy sex abuse scandals in Palm Beach, Florida, and Fall River, Massachusetts, where he settled with victims and established anti-abuse policies that include background checks and education for church workers. But Susan Gallagher, an abuse victim and reform advocate, says O'Malley must go farther in Boston.
For us, the real clincher is, will he submit to secular supervision? That will be new. That will be a change. Will he allow outside authorities, those who know the most about sexual abuse, to deal with it?
Gallagher wants the church to fund an independent advocacy board to help victims of clergy abuse. Today, O'Malley pledged to work with the laity. He embraced immigrants and used humor to describe the church's core mission to heal the afflicted.
Once, an Archbishop of New York, sitting in his office, received a call in the intercom from a new receptionist. She said, "Your Eminence, there's a man in the lobby who says he's Jesus Christ. What should I do?" The Archbishop replied, "Look busy." Although the Archbishop's word merit a chuckle, on the other hand, they are dead serious. The homeless, schizophrenic man off of his meds who says he's Jesus Christ is Jesus Christ in a distressing disguise.
Sean O'Malley, speaking earlier today after becoming Boston's sixth Archbishop. Anthony Brooks, NPR News, Boston.